At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
That's the way it's going to be, little darling. We'll go riding on the horses. Yeah, it's the Chats with Cats podcast. It's Rick, it's Dan, it's Mark. Yo. It's you, it's me. We're in Aldinga. We're recording for you. Content. We're live. We're not. We're going to come out on Thursdays. We're going to come out on Sundays, Wednesdays. What are you doing?
Is there a day where we're not coming out? I mean, not like that, but...
Well, what's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that. This is 2022.
That's right.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
Get woke.
Yeah, woked up.
Go woke or go broke.
Yeah.
Tell me about your thoughts, gentlemen.
On?
Hypnotism.
Okay.
Is it real? Oh. Is it fake?
What started this conversation?
Well, me just saying it then.
You got a great point. And this is what I will say about hypnotism, boys, right? I was not a believer until I started to see people getting hypnotized that would have gone out of their way to say that hypnotism wasn't a thing.
Like it's fake.
And they're getting hypnotized and they're saying, this is a real thing. This is actually happening. And you go, every time someone gets hypnotized, you're like, okay. Like they were obviously just playing it up for like the hypnotist. And you're like, yeah, this isn't even a thing. It's happened too many times now where I'm like, this is real.
Give me an example of the person you're talking about.
Okay. The Geelong Cats Football Club.
Yes, I was going to say Port Power did this as well.
There was a hypnotist that came to the club and he said, you know, like in 5 seconds when I snap my fingers, you're going to think that you're a fucking chicken. And I forget who it was. Let's just pretend it was Brandon Parfitt, right? The guy starts acting like a chicken and I'm like, mate, we get it. Like the cameras are on you. You need to play it up. But it's just happened too many times now. People are genuinely getting hypnotized. This isn't like a made up thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening everywhere. Okay. And I'm just like, okay, maybe I need to believe it.
Have you ever seen it live?
I have.
Where?
There was one show years ago. I saw it happen. And I'm like, yeah, paid actor, like nice try. Believable, but nice try. Now I look back and I go, maybe that was legit. And it's one of those things where it's like, apparently you can't go in with a mindset of, oh, you're not going to trick me. You have to be willing to
let it happen.
Succumb to the hypnotism.
Oh,
my uncle is a very don't believe it sort of person. And I've seen footage of him, something like acting like a chicken or just acting fucked, right? Yeah. And he reckons he can't remember anything. He's like, I watched that footage and I'm like, what is happened? Like, what's happened? I don't remember that. All I remember was like going to sit down at my seat and everyone laughing at me.
Are you sure that he didn't get a little bit of money under the table? A little bit of like.
No, he's not. He's like just not a liar person, you know?
So he's not like you, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I'd lie about that. I'd take the $500 and just be like, yeah, I'll fucking fake the shit out of this. But I don't know. I think I would be too negative in the head to. I could be like, nah, this isn't going to work. It wouldn't work on me. I don't think I'd be let it happen almost. It's hard.
Rick,
either of you, have you ever even tried? Like, have you attempted
never,
to let it happen?
Never.
Actually, there was this weird time where I was listening to a hypnotist via audio, not visual, and it was a recording, and he was hypnotizing someone, and I tried to sort of get involved with it, and I did actually feel myself succumbing to the hypnotism.
How? What do you mean?
I felt a little bit sort of uncomfortable. I'm like, nah, fuck this shit. I'm telling you now.
But what was he trying to do? Turn you into a dinosaur or what?
No. He was trying to make you think you were something that you weren't.
Not going to fail in life.
Correct. And I was fucking hypnotized. Like, he got me. Seriously, though, it's definitely a thing.
What about those people that pay, like, huge amounts of money to quit smoking? Like, $300, $600, $900, like five appointments. We're going to tell you that, you know, when I click my fingers, you're going to
I had a mate who did that.
Did it work for him?
Apparently.
Really? So yep. Hasn't smoked since?
No. Yes, has.
Okay, so it didn't work.
But for a while, he said it worked.
He's a meth addict.
Cravings went away. Yeah. Doesn't smoke cigarettes anymore. He's on the glass barbies now. No, he's not really. We had a work Christmas show years ago. And this was at the time when I was no drinking, Dan. You remember that?
1 year.
Anyway, I was at the Christmas party and they go, oh, everyone's going to love this entertainment. We've got the best hypnotist, magician, whatever it is in whatever, Adelaide. And then they were calling for volunteers, one person per table. And everyone was like, oh, you should do it. You should do it. And I was like, you know what? Fuck yeah. Let's have a go.
Really?
So I get up on stage and he said the same thing. Said, if you don't have an open mind to this, don't even bother coming up. And I was like, I just feel like I would love the feeling of somebody else controlling me. I know that sounds strange. It's not a fetish of mine.
It's just devil's breath again.
You're a pervert, basically.
That's got nothing to do with it. So I go up on stage and I'm sitting there. And, you know, he goes through the process, counting the TikTok, whatever, fucking whoop, whoop. And it just did absolutely nothing. I was like, and he goes, and when you open your eyes, you're going to this. And I was just like, I'm still me.
Yeah.
And I'm not doing what you're telling me to do. And I just wanted to believe it, but it didn't happen. There was nothing there for me.
Do you think you could learn it?
I don't know.
Unbelievable.
No, I mean, like, do you think you could learn it and do it to someone else?
No.
You don't reckon?
How do you learn that? Is there a school?
Well, they don't just get born and know how to do it. Of course people learn.
It'd be funny if we saw the actual real footage and Rick was just like clucking.
He's like, hey, Nick Kyrgios, can I get your autograph? Starts dangling something in front of his face. Come back to my house.
So good.
Now, where has it gone though? So hypnotists of the ages.
Hypno what?
Who is, man? Okay. Hypnotists through the ages. Do you remember there was a phase where it was huge on TV?
Yeah.
There was always like a show where some hypnotist was up there and it was actually pretty funny. They were like, all right, now when I click my fingers or play the sound or whatever it is, you're going to think you're up here naked in front of the crowd. And then people would
freak out, covering themselves.
Yeah.
Hey, you know how I was saying devil's breath? I wonder if hypnotists, if this is real, have taken advantage of people. Like, in 10 seconds, you're going to act like a chicken. Click, and they start acting like a chicken. Now, when I click my fingers again, you're going to tell me your bank details and transfer me money. And they don't remember it. It's like an illegal thing that you can get away with almost.
What if you played up on the whole hypnotist situation and you did what they wanted you to do,
but you weren't.
But you took it to extreme levels to entertain the crowd.
That's amazing. What I feel like maybe it is.
It's not, but like that's a good way to do it. Okay, look, I'm convinced that this whole hypnotism thing is genuine because there's people that go up and get done. You're like, no one's going to do that. No one's going to go up there and fucking make a fool of themselves and be like, oh yeah, like, you know, this person actually is legit and I'm a loser. Like, no one does that. Mm-hmm. But what if you actually went up there and you had an agenda to not only make this person believable, but you took it to another level? You'd be like, this person's going to think they're a chicken, and you start doing it, but then you start doing some really rogue shit. Like flipping the crowd, like you take off all your clothes, and you're like, you know what I mean? Like, that would be funny. Yeah. That would be sick. And the hypnotist would be like, Sorry, this wasn't part of the show. Like,
when I click my fingers, you'll stop, and then you get even more out of it. I can't stop it. I can't stop it.
This usually works. Sorry, like that's funny.
He's in the background, like.
Yes, that is exactly what I'm after.
Start bashing people on the front seat.
Fucking stop! Stop it!
He starts blowing his fingers. They're not working.
That's so good, man. Oh, I love that. I love it. I love that.
Oh, fuck.
There's like a process to it, though, isn't there? Like in the ones that are on TV, like all of the contestants have been backstage and listening to my deep voice and this and that. And yeah. Blah, blah, blah. It's like, okay. So I don't know if you could just do it like.
I haven't ever seen anything. Are you still going?
I love that. I'm sorry. That's brilliant. Keep going.
Yeah, I've only ever seen sort of the start of the hypnotism versus what happens. I've never seen the pre listening to my voice or anything like that. How long does that go for?
Who knows? As long as it takes. And then they just cull the people that it doesn't work for, I guess.
Oh.
It must be.
That's weird. Like, if someone comes up and they're like, you failed, like, you send them back down. What if the next person fails? Then you've got that awkward pause in time where it's like, hang on. Normally, two people have tried. It should have worked by now. How many more do I have to do before this starts getting a little bit awkward?
This one at the workshop I was talking about,
yeah.
Basically, you got 10 people up all at the same time.
Yeah, right.
And he's like, everyone close your eyes, yeah. Everyone do this, everyone whatever.
So he's looking for the one guy in the crowd that's been paid.
Yeah, the weak link.
You know what, maybe we should get a guy on, like someone that does it, and interview him and find out all the ins and outs.
And we'll just be like,
one question.
Are you like, shake on it.
So that's it. You mentioned something interesting before, how they get a lot of people up at one time.
That was him.
Maybe that's because they know it's going to fail on a certain amount of people, but it has to land on someone. And if two people out of 10 buy into it and they entertain the crowd, then you've ticked the box.
Weak brain.
There you go.
There you go. Out of 10 people, there'll be at least two that have got a weak brain and I can just slide in there.
Weak brain, you reckon?
Weak mind. Well, I don't know. Maybe I've got too strong a mind. That's why it didn't work on me.
Oh, here we go. Here
okay. I just Googled it then. It said not everyone can be hypnotized. This one study suggests that around about 10% of the population is highly hypnotizable. So
is that what it says? I like that. Does it actually say that?
Yeah.
Hypnotizable?
Yeah, hypnotizable.
Imagine if you were hypnotizable, if that's even real.
Do you put that on your resume when you apply for a job? Yeah, I'm pretty hypnotizable.
My interests include sport, cooking, and being hypnotized.
Yeah. It says, although it is possible for the rest of the population to be hypnotized, they're just less likely to be patient until they get there. Yeah, so it might take like 3 hours.
Until you're just that bored, you're like, all right, I'm going to give this guy a win.
This guy's like, I got fucking blisters on my thumbs. Fucking hurry up, cunt.
All right. So
callous, son of a bitch.
So I'm a hypnotist who's not the best hypnotist.
Yeah.
So I don't have much money.
So 3% of people.
I rock up to your servo and I'm like, this fuel is free. And you're like, no, mate, it's $37 actually. Pump 4, yep. Yeah. And he's like, this fuel is free.
This is brilliant.
And he keeps doing it for 3 hours until you're just like, all right.
I'd be like, police, I've got Luke Skywalker in here. Can you come and get him?
By that point, the cops have been called. But you make a good point. If you really have these skills, wouldn't you take advantage of them in the real world?
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean?
Same before.
It's like people that can predict the future or what happens. What's the number one argument you always have against them? Oh, well, if you can do that, then why don't you just predict the next horse at, you know, fucking Flemington? Because you're going to win, right?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, no, I can't predict anything where like financial gains are involved.
Yeah.
Oh, of course you can't.
Yes. Okay, let's move this on to psychics. Do you believe in that?
No.
Okay.
I don't, but they...
That sounds like a yes.
I do.
Yeah.
They say things, they word things in certain ways so they cover themselves.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So they give you a really broad outlook on things. So, hey, tomorrow you're going to walk through a door frame and then you're going to be in a different room.
I'll give you one based on what we spoke about in the last episode. Mm. I'm going to predict something now.
Okay.
I predict that tomorrow in the United States of America, there will be a mass shooting.
Oh, that's a good one.
and then there'll be one, and then all of a sudden I'm going to be asking you for my next multi bet.
Yeah, and you'll be paying him money for
Sorry,
it.
Sorry, mate. I can't do that for financial gain.
But that's the same thing. Like these psychics, if they get really good at what they're doing, and they're fake, right, but really good at manipulating people into believing that the rough shit that they're saying is correct, they can start going, give me more money, give me more money. But then imagine if they go down this path and they go, I see in your future, if you don't help me out with this, bad things will happen to you. You know what I mean? Like they could manipulate them financially maybe.
Yeah. You could say, you know, if you were a psychic, you could look at someone and go, well, you know, the person I'm thinking of, are they're really tall, aren't they? And the person would be like, no, they're a dwarf from the circus. And then you'd be like, no, if they're standing on a ladder. So there's always like a cover story.
Yeah, I've got him. I've got him like on a balcony, like really up high. That's what I meant. Yeah, that's good.
There was actually I don't listen to it as much anymore, but I used to listen to heaps of talkback radio, 5AA, and there was a segment on there that was like a Sunday afternoon segment once all the sport had finished and stuff like that, where it was a hypnotist, and it was exactly that shit. So people would call in. And I remember one day, sometimes it was quite believable, oh, I can see someone has passed recently. And obviously people that call up for this sort of shit, they're looking for answers.
What's
so
his
susceptible.
Name, John?
I can see a man. Oh, no, I haven't lost a man. No, what I was saying is I can see a man rubbing a woman's shoulders.
Oh, it's a woman.
Is there a woman? Yeah. Oh, yes, there is a woman.
50-50 chance. Yeah, here we go. Yeah.
Yes, I think, was she elderly? No, but her mother was. Oh, yep, that's exactly that's right. That's her. Oh,
and
there was a dog. No, but did you have pets? Yes.
And Bingo was his name.
It was a cat. Oh, my God. Yes, we had a cat and she was a best friend. It's like, oh, for fuck's sake.
Covering all bases.
And guess what? Now in 2022, all you have to do is go, oh, I've got Julianne McCarthy booked in for Thursday at 1 o'clock for a psychic reading. I'm going to Google her. You Google Facebook. Instagram, find out all the people that are dead in their life, what they look like, what was in the background of their houses. They could go Stalkerville and have all these answers that will fucking trick you into being like, holy shit.
Stalkerville, I like that.
At the end of it though, in these psychic readings, they've got to get out of jail free card, especially for like dead loved ones.
Why?
All the people want to know is they want you to know that you're loved.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
He still talks to me.
He's reached out to me from beyond the grave. Yeah. No, he fucking hasn't.
That's so sad because they're preying on people that are obviously still experiencing a lot of grief. They just want to hear or know from their loved one that's passed away, oh, they're thinking of me. They're there. And fucking, come on, let's name names. John Edward, all right?
Yeah.
John Edward can get fucked, all right? Anyone that South Park takes the piss out of, normally they're a bad person. And South Park has ripped into John Edward because he makes millions of dollars on taking advantage of these people. Mm.
I wonder how often they get that wrong too, by the way. The family, it's like, oh, your uncle just wants to know that he loves you. Oh, that's surprising. I accidentally ran him over with a tractor on the farm when I was 10. I thought he'd be angry.
Exactly. He still loves you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He loves you. Of course he loves you. Mm. Yeah.
You know what? This is funny. On Alison and I's first date, she was telling me that she'd just got a psychic reading and we were talking about just general life stuff and she goes, actually,
that's
I saw
a red flag.
Yeah. It's the first and only one she'd ever got.
It's a little one. Yeah, it's a little offside trap.
And I think it was actually a gift from someone. So it's almost like skydiving, like forced to do something you don't really want. Anyway, she said that she would soon meet a guy and then go on an overseas trip and then move in with him by the end of the year. So after that date, I asked her if she wanted to go overseas and we've been together ever since.
Fuck yeah.
So you took advantage of it?
Nah, not really. No, we dated for a bit and then, I think it was 3 months in, we were like, well, fucking let's just go overseas. A bit early, but it was good. But it turned out to be true. Most of the shit she said, but it was very broad. So still a lie.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's interesting.
Would you ever go get one? And would you believe it?
An overseas trip or a psychic?
Both. No, would you go, would you pay $100? I don't know, what is that? How much is it? $150?
Nah, no way.
What if it was paid for? What if Mark had one given to him for his birthday? He was too scared to go. It was about to expire and he gave it to him.
Well, he's going to take the skydive off me now this. Like, it's a bit fucking unbelievable.
That's for all these free lifts to Aldinga I'm giving you, mate.
Yeah. Yes.
I pay him in beer and good chats.
Pay him in skydiving.
No, you don't. I pay you for the beer. Anyway.
Okay.
No, yeah, I don't know. I don't think I'd bother.
Okay. All right. What if they're coming to your house? You don't have to move. Free.
How long is it going to take?
Oh, fucking
I'm busy. I'm busy.
Okay.
How long? What do they sit with you for, an hour?
All right. What if we have them right now on the podcast? Right now for 45 minutes.
Oh, sure. I'll listen to what they're going to say. What are they going to tell me, though?
Oh, that you're going to have a day tomorrow and then probably a more day after that.
See?
Yeah.
I already know that.
So you take it on, though.
The other thing that I find perplexing is tarot cards.
Oh, fuck this off.
Oh. It's like, depending on how the decks have been shuffled that day. I'm glad you're
passionate about this one.
My mum used to tarot.
Did she?
Yeah.
Oh,
she had a deck.
Tell me about it.
She used to be like, this one means this and this one means that. And I'm like, oh, I must have been like 12 or 10 or something, pretty young. And I thought, you're fucking cooked. Like, this is fucked. Like, yeah, I don't know. It just, someone's designed that card, then got it made on a fucking industrial level and then sent out all over the world. And then that all of a sudden means something if someone puts a few of them in a different order. Go fuck yourself. No.
Damn, goes back.
You know what I mean? Like, just because someone came up with that drawing doesn't mean anything. It means nothing.
What you don't know, though, Dan, is 9 months before you were born, Donna turned over a tarot card that said she was going to have a very bad time for the next many years of her life.
And that's why she believes
in
tarot? That's
why she believes in it. She's like, well, the cards were right.
Don't like it.
Moving on. The other thing that people believe in that, who knows, true, not true, vitamins.
I'm just jumping on.
And minerals.
I've always been a, why would you bother? But ever since I got my rashes, you know, bad immune system, I thought, oh, maybe I should start taking like a multivitamin, maybe vitamin D, get a bit more energy. I'm 2 weeks in and I haven't felt any different. But I Google and it says 3 to 6 weeks of taking them before you notice anything. I feel like...
That is a fucking laughingstock.
Isn't it?
Why do you need to take something for 6 weeks?
Well, I don't know. Must have to really... Okay, Han. What it said in the article was the more depleted your body is of whatever you're taking, the quicker it will work. So if I'm taking vitamin D or multivitamins and I don't need a lot of it, I really won't notice much until it's really been pumped into my system over and over again. So maybe when it goes into your stomach, your body doesn't take as much out of it. I don't know. Maybe it takes a while.
That makes sense.
Yeah. But do you take them, ever taken them, believe in it?
Vitamin D, no. Why did I say that? Vitamin C I have sometimes.
So just because it's got a different letter after it, you don't believe in it?
No.
It's like believing in one God but not believing in the other.
I don't believe in any of them.
Yeah.
No. Do you know, here's a story for you. I was talking to my mum a long time ago and we were having quite a frank conversation about the relationship I was in at the time. And I was having some issues roughly once a month with this girl. Mm. Turned into a fucking psychopath. Just true. It's just the truth.
Hey, we talk the truth here.
And
you sure you weren't gaslighting?
She wasn't.
Mark.
She wasn't behind a bus stop whistling for you, was she?
He was gaslighting. Trust me.
Sorry.
So everything was just really great and then it would go really bad roughly once a month. Yeah. And I was... Mum said to me, oh, you guys are so happy and it's so great. And I said, oh, yeah, look, it's pretty good apart from this. And I was just really honest with her and said, it's pretty hard to handle. It's hard to deal with.
She slashes my tyres.
Smashes glasses.
Yeah.
And
dead animals on the doorstep.
Mum said to me, do you know what? I used to be exactly like that.
Really?
And doctor said to me, take vitamin B and that helps. Like, level out your mood, all of this sort of stuff. And I was like, okay, I'll try and work a way into not making it sound like I've discussed this with you and give that a go. Anyway, successful. Got the girl to take the vitamin B.
Hey, tell me, how'd you do it? That's a great secret you need to tell me.
I ended up just being honest. I said, you're a fucking nightmare. Once a month, you need to try this.
Yeah, right.
Because I can't handle it.
That's brilliant. You didn't say that. You just got to be honest.
But yes, that's what I think every relationship needs is blatant honesty. If you can't work it out, split ways. Most people, if they're level-headed enough, can work out anything and be a good couple. So I admire that.
So you can tell someone that they're that crazy. You need to have a certain
gently supplement. Do it. You go, look, we both know
that you're a fucking psychopath.
At times you get extremely irritated when this happens.
You know when you have those urges to kill other humans? Take this. Pretty much what's going on.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, but yeah, anyway, go on. We know what we're saying.
And it worked.
Yeah, right.
So, and I actually ended up marrying that woman. It's true.
Are you joking?
I'm not joking.
Is this Rachel?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Good. Hopefully she skips this episode.
Vitamin
but
B.
But it's true. Vitamin B. And we still use vitamin B to this day. I'll take it sometimes.
Does the B stand for bitch?
Vitamin bitch?
Yeah. Take that vitamin bitch.
Yeah, right.
But the thing is, I took one yesterday. Mm-hmm. And vitamin B will tell you if you've got enough of it in your body already because your piss goes fucking fluoro, which means your body's not absorbing it. It's just pissing it straight out.
Oh, that's I've been pissing a lot of yellow, so maybe I'm wasting my time.
Potentially. Mm. Who knows?
Is that a fact, but yellow pissing?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I hope you're able to come to the podcast next week.
Yeah, you might get murdered.
I might be murdered.
Mm.
Who knows?
Oh, well. What about you? You ever been a vitamin boy?
Vitamin C, big time.
Mm.
The orange little tablets.
They're delicious, aren't
beautiful.
They?
Beautiful. You eat them as lollies, man.
Mm.
That's my
I used to love them as a kid and just put them in my mouth. That sounded so dirty, but yeah, I used to love it.
Yeah. Moving on.
All right, let's move on. I was in the city the other day.
Yeah.
And took someone into an appointment and I was waiting in my car. So I'm in the car, a big fucking metal object. And some guy walked past me and you could tell that he was either drunk or on drugs or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or all of the above.
Probably.
Yeah.
It was like 10 o'clock in the morning and this guy was just looked scary.
Yeah. And it made you go like a bit, oh, I just don't want him in my area.
Yes.
Like, yeah. Get away like 50 meters either way.
I'm in the car. I'm wrapped up in steel and glass. And the first thing I'm doing, I was like, oh, shit, I need to lock the doors. Try not to make eye contact. But then I'm thinking, like, this is so stupid. This guy wants to have a go. Like, I'll just start the car and run him over or drive away. Probably run him over. But do you ever get it where you just get so intimidated by people?
I do. And you know what? I agree with the car thing, but then there's another part of your brain that goes, even if he does flip out and I'm safe in my car, I don't want to deal with the damage. I don't want him scratching my car. Or, like, I just don't want him anywhere near my car.
Yep.
But the thing is for me, it doesn't matter if they're tall and bulky or, you know, they look like they're, you know, tattoos all over their face. If they look like they're on meth, it's the same as it being the scariest guy in the world.
And if you are to run over this person, as you're running over them, they could do some serious damage to your car as you run over the body. Like you could flick up and do a little bit of damage to the bumper. So it is in your best interest not to run over that person.
Yeah.
It would be very inconvenient though, even if they just driving past and like punch the side of the car.
Yeah.
If there's a dent, it's so inconvenient because what are you going to do?
I hate
dents. You're not going to stop the guy who's on meth and go, hey, mate, could I just get your insurance details for that, you know, where you just punched my car and kicked it a fair bit back there?
It's going to cost $150. Like, you know, I'm never getting that back from you, ever.
Ever.
Right. Ever.
Ever.
Trying to fit in.
Yeah.
Ever.
You don't have a story? You don't have angry people?
Oh, I'm vibing off you guys. I love it.
Yeah, but it's just so stupid. You're in a huge piece of steel.
I think it's worse when, let's say, you're walking back from, let's say, an event like the footy or maybe, let's say, like a 30th or something and you need to walk to your car in the city and there's someone like really shady and it's like you've got to maybe go through one of those quick shortcut alleys. That's the scariest, I reckon.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, because you don't know, like, is there someone pretending to be homeless in here that's going to mug me or is there like someone that's actually homeless that's on meth that just doesn't know what they're doing? Because a lot of the police that arrest people for acting up on meth, the next day they're like, I have no recollection of doing that. That's what they say to the judge. And the judge is like, well, you still fucking did it, so you're still doing the time. But I didn't remember doing it. It's not who I am. It was exactly who you were 2 weeks ago when you fucking shoved your dick in that car.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently. By using more sustainable practices. By developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Coriant. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
So,
where would you like us to send me? The... Where would you like us to send the fine? I don't have a house.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess you can just continue to not have a house. Actually, talking about homeless people, I know it's sad. No one wants to be homeless. No one wants people to be homeless.
Mm.
When I was in the city, I went for a walk to go and buy a book. I told you I got a book recently.
Oh, have you finished that yet?
No.
Okay.
Might have read 10 more pages.
What kind of what book is it?
Just told you last week.
What was it?
Lost Connections by Johan Hari.
Ah, beautiful book. Keep going.
Fucking idiot.
Yeah.
I was walking down Gawler Place, and all of a sudden this stench hit me, like bad sweat and yuck,
mm-hmm.
and piss actually.
Yucky?
Very yuck. Mm. And I thought to myself, oh, is there like a sewage pipe nearby? No sewage pipe. Homeless people. Far out. It stank.
Mm-hmm.
Like Uber stank.
Uber stank?
Is that a band?
Uber stank is the band you're thinking of. It was so disgusting.
2022. Love it.
So disgusting. You know,
I hate going and seeing homeless people. It makes me so sad. Like I honestly want to help them. But sometimes I have. Sometimes I remember in the city, I went and bought some guy. Must have been like a sandwich or something from the food court one time. That's the best I've ever done. But like I'd like to help people more often. But you just, especially if you give them money, because money's easy. You go, here's $5 or here's some chump change. And nowadays no one's got actually coins on them. Your ATM homeless man, Frank.
Oh, so good.
That's so fucking funny.
You like that?
Yeah, very good. That's
pretty good.
Yeah, you got to walk past. What are you going to give them, a $5 note? That's fair enough. But are they going to spend it on booze? Is it actually going to... Apart from feed them, are they going to waste it? Like, I don't know how do you fix the homeless problem? Like,
well, you don't.
Yeah, I know, but I feel like I want to. Like,
at the end of the
day. That's really nice of you, actually, to think that, because the problem I find is, your normal human emotions?
Reaction.
Your inkling and your normal human reaction is you want to help people.
Let it all out. Mm. Just let it all out.
But then how do you choose the one that you're going to help? What if you pick the wrong
one? Yeah. Well, here's the thing. A lot of people that end up homeless aren't actually homeless from their own fault. So a lot of people go, well, they're homeless. They've obviously, cut ties with a lot of friends or done something bad.
Oh, so what do you reckon happens? Like, how'd you become homeless? Lost my house.
Mm.
Chose YouTube.
How'd you lose it?
Crazy.
Well, I mean, some people could have like a back problem, right?
Can't find it.
Not get cover. They can't work. It's like, sorry, we're going to have to let you go. Can't pay their mortgages. Don't have any family in the state. They get fucked up, or like a chronically sick and they can't work, and then for whatever reason don't or can't survive in renting on the dole, and then they end up like not like completely homeless with like a sleeping bag under a bridge, but they might be sleeping out of their car, or it's a difficult spot for a lot of people.
You know what I saw the other day? Went into the Mitcham shopping center to pick something up really quick, and I was in a rush. So
Mitcham, what? Oh yeah, yep.
Yeah. Me.
Yeah.
Good spot.
I forgot where that was for a second.
Get it? Got it.
Walked in. This guy was sitting on the bench outside. Walked back out. And he tried to stop me, even though I was like power walking. Mm. He tried to stop me and he goes, excuse me. And I just don't have the heart to be rude. So I was like, oh, yeah. What's happening? He goes, I find it really hard to get a job. So I write short stories and I'll read one to you for a small amount of money. I was like, I'm so busy, mate. Sorry about that. But that's at least I thought it was a bit creative.
Yeah.
Like he's trying something different.
Did you not
he's
want not to listen saying, to the story?
No, I didn't have time.
Mm. Oh, man. I really want to know what the story was.
Go to Mitcham Shopping Centre tomorrow. Yeah. He'll probably be there.
Did you give him money?
No.
Where was he located?
At the Mitcham Shopping Centre. No,
whereabouts?
You know, southern entrance.
Okay, I got it. He's probably picking a spot, targeting a certain area. Mm. Thing about people, homeless people, is I've recently seen a sign where a homeless person, okay, so what will a homeless person typically ask or say they need money for before accepting the money from someone? What do they want?
Food.
They want money for food. They want money for
drugs.
This person had a sign that said, to be honest, I don't want your money for food. I want it because I'm like a few dollars short off my next hit of like speed. And they got more money from a creative on a sign than someone actually asking
joking?
For what? Money. Yeah.
I hate that.
I know.
I hate that a lot.
Yeah. The person was like, let's just, because like every time you give someone money that's homeless, you're like, oh, where's this money really going? This person was brutally honest and people would see it and go, oh, funny. Like, oh, being honest. Here, have $5. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That, I agree with you. A bit frustrating.
It's in bad taste because like it's not benefiting. It's actually hurting you, not helping anyone. And 100%. There's a guy 200 metres down the road under a bridge.
And they were doing financially better than saying, oh, give me a few dollars because I'm a couple of bucks short off a fucking large Big Mac meal. You know what I mean?
Well, so, you know what? Maybe it is the better option because if you're homeless, you have to sleep rough, right?
So oh,
he's just choosing not to sleep.
Yeah. Oh,
so, hey, that's like a what word am I searching for? That's like a it's like a cheat code. If you are up all the time and you're homeless, you actually don't need to pick a place to sleep.
But how bored? Because all your friends would be asleep unless they're doing the same thing.
Yeah, they probably
just
are.
Goes to the TV shop and stares through the window. Next topic. This has come about because of some people not going to know what this is if you're not listening from South Australia or Australia and if you don't care about AFL.
So 98% of people that are listening?
Sports fans aren't loyal to their club anymore.
Oh, my God. I love this. I love it.
This could go for any code anywhere, I reckon.
We're talking NFL. We're talking
soccer.
Baseball. We're talking football. Not the AFL kind. We're talking the soccer. There's so many unloyal fans.
The soccer.
They're soccer. What's the soccer?
So
keep going.
The one that I've noticed, this is very topical at the moment. You go to a Port Power game.
Yeah.
And they put their flags in the air, their scarves, and they sing before the game. Never tear us apart.
We can live for 1,000 years.
I hate that song.
So they do the song before the game.
Great song.
Never tear us apart. Then as soon as the song goes and they lose another game, fuck this club, fuck Ken Hinckley, I fucking hope we lose, fucking this, fucking that. It's like, oh, okay, but I don't know, 2 hours ago you were saying you'd never tear us apart, but now you want to tear yourself apart? Like,
let's get something very clear, boys. Can we acknowledge that every single football club, AFL, whatever sporting code, will have these same supporters that will always put down their club after a loss?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sick of people pretending that, oh, there's only feral supporters for this club. There's only supporters that get angry when they lose for that club. Every supporter base has these people. Admittedly, you look at a club and you go, okay, maybe they have a slightly more of a percentage of supporters that are annoying, but we have to acknowledge that these supporters are everywhere.
Yeah, it's just general population.
Yeah.
People are fucked.
And people try and pretend, oh, yeah, like, you know, they have more, like, annoying supporters and they don't, like, no.
What about the supporter, right? And this, again, any code you want. Could be soccer, could be baseball.
Yeah.
You start barracking for this guy. Oh, he's my favourite player. You know, he does this so well every game. Love him. Gets traded to someone else. Oh, I fucking hate him. What a fuckhead. People switch on people quickly.
Patrick Dangerfield is a good example of that one.
Came from the Crows. Now everyone's like, fucking Danger. What a dickhead. Rah, rah. People are so quick to forget. Very biased.
I'm sure it'll be similar in the NBA. LeBron James. Mm. Bounced around a few different clubs.
Yeah.
Miami fans probably hate him now.
It would be.
Well, he did win 2 championships there. So you would be... But
that's the thing. That's the stuff that people forget.
But you know what? Cleveland, he won a championship there. They love him because all they wanted was to have that one championship. And he promised that and he left them and they hated him. And then he came back and he won. And they're like, okay, now we love him.
Yeah.
So I think it's about what you achieve there, particularly NBA because they are so unloyal.
Yeah.
You could be playing for the Lakers 1 minute and next minute you're in Chicago.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Not at all. But you know what? That's the game over there.
Do you think as well with sport, when a player opts to leave themselves, it makes it so much worse? Like when they're kicked out by the club, like, hang on, we've got too many players like you, or we can't fit you in the salary cap, we're going to have to get rid of you.
Forgive it. It's easily forgiven. Yeah.
You get less booze when you meet your old team again. But if you, like, you know, you're starting to get to your prime, I think it's time I move back home, or I want to move here, and you play, you get the ball, it's like, boo.
Here's an example for AFL people.
Hit me up.
Jared Lyons versus Charlie Cameron.
Yeah.
Jared, and so they're both in the same team. Left Adelaide to go to Brisbane.
Jared Lyons is fucking good.
Actually, Lyons went to Gold Coast before Brisbane too.
Yeah. And he got told that his services were no longer required and he's dominating at Brisbane. So they fucked up.
Two Jet players that have both ended up in the same team. One of them said openly, just want to go. Like, I want to go home. See ya. The other one was told, we're done with you.
Yeah.
Sorry, mate. He had a good try, but not for us. And now he's dominating. One of them, we see Charlie Cameron playing. We're like, fuck, can't believe he left. What a loser. See Jared Lyons playing. We're like, oh, wow, can't believe we let him go. He's so good.
Totally different sort of
like, it's a you're different happy mindset. To see him going well.
It's a different mindset, isn't it?
Crazy.
Let me ask you guys a question. You are both passionate Crow supporters, right? Rick, would you call yourself a passionate Crow supporter?
Yeah. He's a 7, I'm a 9.
Okay. So, Dan, you care a little bit more. I get it, right? I have always had a big love for Geelong. That's my team.
Yeah, you're a 10.
I'm an 11.5. But since social media and since I've seen how our supporters behave, I have developed a big hatred for Geelong supporters. And it all stems... fucking hate them, man. It all stems from how they behave online after a loss and how they talk about the club. Do you get this with the Crows online? After a loss, you look up a result and you're like, I can't believe these annoying loser people support my club.
Yeah, Rick's got his mate that's a fucking total fuckwit.
Yeah, and Danny Frangos.
And their opinions are so wrong and twisted. And you're like, you just want to shake their fucking heads and be like, you're wrong.
Yeah.
Your opinion is wrong. I hate you so much.
But you can't reply to them because then you just give them more ammo.
Oh, my God.
You've got to let it go.
But this is the fickle thing about sport in general. If your team loses by, let's just call it whatever, 50 points. In any sport or whatever, a big margin.
50 goals in soccer.
Team loses by a big margin.
It was a really bad game.
People are like, I can't believe they played so shit. They didn't even compete, blah, blah, blah. Team loses by 2 points or a really small margin. And they're like, I can't believe we let that one slip. That's fucking bullshit. Like, you're never happy unless you win.
Do you know what? The only time that it's ever okay is if you're a shit side and you just lose. Like us, maybe this year or last year. It's like, oh, they competed so well, they were close, but, you know, good on them. But if you're a good team and you do that, see ya.
What about your mates that always had the same stock response after a loss? So today my mate said, and I'm sorry to offend you, mate, but you were wrong. He says, oh, Geelong lost. Oh, was it? That was bad luck. No, it wasn't bad luck.
Is this Todd Lewis?
No. It was my mate from fucking Victoria. It wasn't bad luck. We played bad.
Yeah.
You're just saying bad luck because we lost and you're like, bad luck. Like, wrong. We lost because we played poorly. Wake the fuck up.
Yeah.
Particularly supporters, dude. Wake up.
Wake up, sheeple.
Yeah. You're passionate. I can see it.
Can you see it in my eyes?
Do you know what? I watched the game. I think it was bad luck.
I hope he does. I hope he doesn't watch this podcast.
Can't watch it, mate, because we're not filming it. So that's
okay. Listening to the podcast,
he's just sitting there watching the seconds tick down on his phone.
Well, Mark's a real asshole.
So could you imagine if you got a message right now that just said seconds. "fuck you" before it's even come out?
It's randomly listening live, like impossible.
Oh fuck! All right, what else we got?
All right, we got a couple more things. I am interested in, actually, I was just thinking about the other day, memories from childhood.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many things that are just like iconically kid things for me. First thing is, when you're watching Play School, did you have a favourite window? Be honest.
I didn't do it.
Yeah.
Didn't you watch Play School?
Nah, I wasn't a Play School kid. I was Looney Tunes that I just thrashed them on repeat over and over.
How dare you? It's the arch window.
The arch window. Arch window. Froth over the arch window.
Yeah.
So there's four. There's three windows. Four?
You're going to have to explain this to me because no, I legit
three.
Don't know.
There's three.
So the episode goes and like three quarters through the episode, they go, all right, we're going to have a story or something and we're going to look through the window and then they put up the windows, the square, the arch and the diamond, triangle.
Just keep going.
Circle?
Something. Circle. Actually, it was a circle.
Oh, okay, there you go.
And then you're in suspense and the camera's like, which one's it going to zoom in on? Which window are we going through today? And if it wasn't your window, you'd be like, oh, fucking hell.
Day ruined.
Day ruined.
How old are we at this point?
24. So, fingers crossed.
Hey, boss, I'm not coming in today. Wrong window.
So good.
Not coming in today. Why not?
They picked the wrong
fucking square window. Fuck.
Son of a bitch.
So it was just, it would literally, it would set your whole day up.
Yeah, right.
Arch window. Fantastic. The other thing is, at the end of the night, you'd be watching TV, and then all of a sudden, when the ABC news come on,
oh, I remember that.
Boom, boom.
That little news theme.
That was like literally the moment. It was your cue to get the fuck out of the lounge room because Dad's coming to watch the news.
Is he going
to
put his feet up with some vinegar?
Oh, my God.
No, he didn't have the fungal infection back then.
Yeah. That's so funny.
The other one just gets me every time. I don't know how a company got away with making such a dangerous object for so long. Zooper doopers.
How are they dangerous? What do you mean?
Are you kidding?
Oh, you mean the lip thing?
Yes.
Are you talking the innocent little lolly fucking pops that I bought in primary school? There's no way that there's a problem Zooper with Dooper. Those.
Yeah, eat a Zooper Dooper. You end up looking like fucking Joker from Batman.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I remember
they've got the sharpest edges. So, and then you'd always try and like trim the edges up in like a curved shape so that they wouldn't cut you.
Are you talking about the Chelsea grin?
Yeah.
Is there a difference between the sour version and the normal version?
Absolutely not. The sour one probably just stings more after it's chopped your face
straight to
pieces.
Into your bloodstream and
unbelievable.
You know what I love about Zooper Doopers? I haven't had one in so long, but when you might have been a bit busy while eating one and all the juice melts to the bottom and,
and then you suck it.
Yeah, you suck all the juice out. Oh.
So good.
Oh, actually, oi, I've got Zooper Doopers in my freezer. Do you guys want a Zooper Dooper on the way home?
Yes. Absolutely.
Do you really?
Yeah, they've been in there for 3 years, but they'll be fine because they're sugar.
Yeah. You just said you haven't had one, so that makes sense now. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, okay, moving on.
Anyway, the other thing that I thought all of us apart from Mark probably can contribute to, so you and me, Dan, is stealing. Because I was talking to you about this the other day and you said you never did it.
I did admit to a little theft, you know, just a small minor incident that would have occurred maybe at my university when I needed a book that I may have
that's right.
Pinched.
I was talking about it as a kid.
Hang on, so you stole something to learn and then did you bring it back?
No returns. But you know,
I'd like to return this book, please. Yes, have you got the receipt? No, because I didn't pay for it.
About stealing, I feel as though the first stepping stone to stealing occurs at Coles or Woolies with the little scooper, the lollies, where you put them in a bag.
Oh, and those.
In your mind, you don't really think it's stealing, but at the same time, it is because you pay for them.
Is that like eating an apple and taking a bite out of it or a couple of grapes?
Okay. So the level that I'm talking about with the lollies is probably like level two. Dan just mentioned level one. So level one is like the minimal.
I don't think you can eat an apple though. Nah, like apples, you've broken the product.
Okay, if you grab an apple and you eat it, you're level one. Level two is scooping the lollies into a plastic bag, putting them down your pants and not telling anyone.
Boy, why are you putting them down your pants?
So no one sees when you walk out.
Why don't you just put them in your mouth?
No, you can do whatever you want. Level three, you're taking it to another level. So there's levels.
Oh, okay. I've got level four. Okay. Can I get 5 bits of Smiley Fritz and then feeding it to yourself and your friend in the shop and then throwing the wrapper away?
That's level three.
That's stealing. Yeah,
that's still level three.
Okay, talk to us about a level five.
Well, why are you accusing me of that?
Oh, I feel
level
like,
level feel five like, is putting a lamb leg down your pants and strolling out like nothing's wrong.
I feel like you've got a story.
No, mine is very innocent. So, when I was younger, I remember I was desperate for a cherry ripe one day. Yeah. Mom, can I have a cherry ripe?
What a weird thing as a kid to like. Dark chocolate.
Unbelievable.
You're sick.
Cherry ripe? Are you joking?
I'm not saying it's a bad chocolate. I'm just saying as a kid, kids don't usually like dark chocolate.
Love cherry ripe.
Oh, it's delicious.
Yeah. So anyway, mum wanted cherry ripe. No. Mum wanted cherry ripe. No. Mum wanted cherry ripe. Fuck. Okay. So I remember, you know, like they basically were begging to be stolen. The consoles were up at the checkout.
Begging to be stolen.
Just at hand level. And I remember one day I was just like, back it up, back it up, back it up. Yoink. And I grabbed it and like shoved it down the back of my pants.
Yeah, well played.
Walked out and like the adrenaline fucking went through the roof. Oh. It's like, am I going to get caught? Are they going to hear it as I'm walking? Yeah. Like,
naughty kid.
Will I have to do any time in jail?
Like, but then it's not only
all
that.
These thoughts rushing
you
through.
You get out the shop, check. No one's running out for after you. That's great. But then you've still got to get in. So your mum doesn't know that you've stolen. You've still got to get in the car, make it all the way home, and then sneakily eat it when she can't see you.
And then
put the wrapper somewhere, put it under all the rubbish in the bin so that she doesn't notice. And then you've finally done it and you're like,
it's not worth the chocolate, all that stress.
No, it is.
No way.
All the adrenaline and all the endorphins running through your body after all of that, you're like, I did it. Look, I can rob a bank now.
To be honest,
I've done it. I'm successful.
I can see why you think that's appropriate, but I think as a 35-year-old on Easter, you shouldn't have been doing that.
That's shout out to Foster's Foodland. I also stole a lighter once, and I remember taking it to school. Did you ever steal lighters? That was me. Did you ever take the lighter apart and like get the flint
and all that
stuff and make them like and explode?
Yeah.
How cool did you think you were?
And sparkle bombs and things like that?
Oh, I love
sparkle
bombs. On the subject of lighters, my ex-girlfriend who loves our podcast, who's listening right now, I'm sure, she could never...
Leah?
No, it's Alana.
Alana, fuck.
I get it right.
Right.
She could never figure out how to light a lighter. So when we met, every time we were having a cigarette, and it came time to put the thumb down on the lighter, she could never work it out. Now, have you ever met someone that didn't know how to light a lighter?
Never.
Because she told me, I'm like, you know how to do it. Like, it's not that big of a
deal. I know people that struggle, but they could get it after four or five times.
She couldn't do it.
What do you mean?
And she's a smart girl, and she could never do it. And I'm like,
is there any other things that she struggled with? Like, I don't know, holding a spoon or
no,
knife and fork?
She was quite good at everything. But my question to you guys was, have you ever met someone that couldn't do that?
What, couldn't work their opposable thumbs?
Yes.
No.
Is she an orangutan?
Forearms?
Yeah. Forehands.
No, she wasn't. Yeah. There you go.
Oh, shout well out done,
to,
Alana.
Shout out to Alana. Smart girl, though.
All right. I think we move.
Yeah, let's go on.
Something. Hit me with the best facts.
Oh my god!
This is a cat fact.
Oh, that's good.
This is a fact. This is a fact about cats.
You know why I love it when he talks to us about cats?
Why?
Because I know he secretly fucking loves cats.
Don't. Absolutely do not.
Okay, he's allergic, but we get it.
What do you think the highest job for a cat would be?
Like security guard.
What?
Try again.
What are you talking about? Highest job for a cat?
Have a guess.
Security guard.
What are we talking about?
I don't know. Doctor, vet, nurse. School teacher.
Guide cat.
Guide, that's a good one, actually. You ever got a guess?
For a cat.
A guess.
Yes.
Just guess. Come on.
I would have gone guide cat.
For 20 years, a cat served as a mayor of an Alaskan town.
That's fucking incredible. I love that.
Were they all on, like, LSD?
Like this?
An orange cat named Stubbs became the honorary mayor of the Alaskan town of Talkeetna.
Wow.
With a population of 772 people, it would have taken too many votes to earn the... Sorry, it wouldn't have taken too many votes to earn the position, and the small town did not actually have a real human mayor anyway. Stubbs provided an adept position, being in the role, gaining fans from around the world and serving in the position for years, greeting tourists and becoming a beloved symbol of the town until his death in 1997.
That's insane.
Sorry, 2017.
Okay.
Hey, hang on. Before we move on.
Yeah.
What decisions would he ever have to make though? None.
I don't know.
Can we build the new stadium out of like cat biscuits?
Cat biscuits.
Okay.
Chump. Chummy.
Chump.
I have been waiting all of this episode to ask you two this question, and I love the fact that when I do, you two are always competing because I want you both to guess what this answer is. Now, you can be born on any day out of 365 days in a year. Now, I want you to think about this real hard, and I want you to say the answer, not when I ask the question, but when I say 3, 2, 1. So when I ask you the question, do not shout out because I do not want you to influence Rick's answer, vice versa.
Okay, I'll write it down.
What is the most popular birth date on the calendar in the world? What is the most common birth date for a baby to have? Think about it because I'm about to go, I want your answer in 3, 2, 1.
September the 3rd.
September 16th.
Are you guys thinking about sex?
Sex on New Year's Eve. Eve.
Brilliant. Mm. Okay. You said?
September 16th.
Third. Okay. You want to know the most fucked up thing that we've ever had on this podcast, and I'm absolutely fucking gobsmacked?
What?
The answer, I swear on my fucking life, is right smack bang in between your two dates. It is September 9th.
Wow.
That is fucked up. This is not rehearsed.
That's my mum's birthday.
Fuck, well, congratulations. That is not rehearsed.
Congratulations to her parents, who obviously were getting jiggy with it.
That is not rehearsed.
That's
crazy. You have literally selected the date in between. That's great. And bonus point, what is the most popular birth date in our country?
Oh, is it after Australia Day? It's 9 months after Australia Day.
It's a similar day.
I was going to say November 11th or something.
It's September 17th, my sister's birthday.
Hey, can I ask you guys something quickly?
How are you guys not fucking losing your minds right now?
We're just pretty in sync, that's all.
That's okay.
Would you, if you could scrap the calendar, actually that's not even a thing, raise all that, if you could choose your own birthday, what would it be?
My birthday, yeah. December 31, New Year's Eve.
You really like it that much.
I love it.
Really?
Every person I meet, it must suck having your birthday. Shut up. Everyone, I love it.
Yeah, everyone's got the night off. Everyone gets to go out. Everyone's expecting to party already.
You must hate the fact that you have to party and have fun with other people on your birthday. Yeah, what a horrible experience.
Mm. You know what I would go with? January 5th.
Why?
Usually people don't go back to work till like January 8th, like in companies and businesses. Everyone's already got the time off. I get the New Year's, a little bit of a break, and then I can plan something, you know, on January 8th.
That's 1 week before my brother's birthday. That's
uncanny.
There's something. There's also something.
I can't believe you're not losing your mind over this.
Yeah, all right.
Well, the other one was better.
What's your birthday? What are you choosing?
I'll just keep mine.
Yours is bad.
Typical answer. Move on.
Okay.
You said the same thing.
Yeah, but my birthday's cool.
Okay, here's the thing. Frogs cannot vomit. If they absolutely have to, then they vomit their entire stomach out.
That's why they burp all the time.
Mm. Imagine
they're trying to vomit.
Imagine if you drink so much that like literally your whole intestines come out your mouth.
Dan, at Frog Academy, when you're born and you're going through school, they say to you, you can't vomit. And all of them are going, get fucked. I can fucking vomit if I want to. So for the rest of their life, they walk around going, and they're just dry reaching, trying to spew.
No, that's not how it happens.
That's how it happens.
Nah, it's a lie.
I believe it.
I've been to Frog Academy. That's what they say.
Okay. What's your name?
See you guys.
See you later.
I will see you there, or I will see you on another time.
That was very confusing. I don't know if you're going to come or not.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.